Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya today told the ruling Fatah party that he will not seek renomination when a new cabinet is formed in 3 weeks. Speaking after a meeting of Fatah officials, Kouraya said a new government would be formed with, quote, a new prime minister too. Kouraya currently has an emergency cabinet appointed a week ago by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Joining us is NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
What does Kouraya's statement today mean?
Well, it came as a surprise. First of all, there were reports that he and Arafat had ironed out their differences over who would be the Palestinian security chief. Kouraya had insisted on Nasser Yusuf, who actually used to be an Arafat ally, but who refused to be sworn in by Arafat, saying he would only join the government once it had parliamentary approval. However, just a couple of hours ago, there were reports that Arafat and Kouraya had reached a temporary compromise for a small cabinet without Yusuf, which means that security authority would continue to be left with the Security Council headed by Arafat. Kouraya's statement apparently means that he will continue to function for the next 3 weeks as the head of this emergency cabinet. However, when that time comes to an end, at the end of the month-long emergency cabinet, he just said that he does not want to be prime minister anymore. Now, Palestinian analysts and officials caution that 3 weeks is a long time in Palestinian politics, that Kouraya could still change his mind. But if he doesn't, and if this decision is final, he would become the second Palestinian prime minister to give up his job since last month. Mahmoud Abbas resigned for the same reason, wrangling over security control, and he resigned after only 4 months in the post.
So what do Palestinian analysts say Arafat is trying to do?
Well, some analysts said that Arafat is trying to make sure that he has no successor. Kouraya is very popular. He's the Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament. And according to the Palestinian Basic Law, if something happens to Yasser Arafat, he would be the next one in line. So some say Arafat is trying to make sure he has no successor. Others say Kouraya was not flexible enough.
And very briefly, Linda, can you tell us the state of Arafat's health? There are reports he's been ill.
He's been ill for several weeks. He, in fact, at the swearing-in ceremony, had to be held up by people. However, Palestinian officials today said he has recovered from a bad bout of stomach flu. They've denied rumors that he either had stomach cancer or had had a heart attack. They say that he is certainly on the mend.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.